Do you think your mom should call Big Fatty?
Sure. I mean, would people recognize her?
Are you going to do a good morning for him?
You don't listen, do you? I do listen, but I don't know what a good morning is.
You can give us a voicemail. You can give us a voicemail. You can call us on our voicemail line, 707-61-DEATH. You can also go to, if you're on a smartphone, it's the thing.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You don't listen, do you?
I do listen.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4102, I say chew, of the BFO for Wednesday, the 25th of October, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we've got part two, I say chew, of the gays with Captain D and Alan, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning.
Big Fatty, you do realize you're supposed to play Captain Kangaroo.
Yes, but it's also, it's also 2 months. 2 months till Crema Day, y'all. The Crema decorations are up. Some of them are already half price. And y'all, the circulars have got Santa Claus in it and everything else. And so y'all, you got to get going on that. Yes, Big Fatty, but I miss Captain Kangaroo. Well, we'll see what we can do about that.
Oh, Big Fatty, you always find a way to make it work.
Yeah, I guess y'all wishing us a good morning. Big Fatty Crooked Head doesn't know what that is, I know. Y'all, that's Captain D from Tennessee and Alan in the Uck. And y'all, the Nip was even in there. Then we had my Northeast Straight Jenny. And then it was Gah. He used to be out there in Denver. Not anymore. But y'all, we're going to finish up with part two of The Gays.
They're still talking when you start the little show. It's true.
Y'all, we are back. We are back for part two, I say, chew, and the final part. Y'all, I can't take it anymore. Thank goodness the Nip has left, even though he was talking there at the beginning. But y'all, we're back with Captain D in Tennessee.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes. Okay.
Starting play.
Big Fatty, you know, totally focused. There's no distractions. And and Alan in the Uck.
Good.
He's still not in the Uck, but anyway.
No, I'm here.
Yes.
I'm not there.
No.
I'm here.
So when last we spoke, which was yesterday.
Yesterday.
Indeed.
You know, or in BFO. Real time, just a real few minutes time. Ago, as opposed to BFO production time.
Right.
Okay. We had gotten to, y'all were out on the beach.
On the beach.
Sullivan
Island.
Oh, y'all, excuse me, the Hare Krishnas are here.
Should I get that?
Hey,
anyway,
how y'all doing?
Hey.
Okay.
Oh, they're collecting for the special children.
Anyway,
Do you have a pound?
A shilling. A pence.
A pence. A penny. A
please, sir, may I have more?
Could I
have 100 pence?
I'll take a fact.
Okay. Or anyway, so you were out on the beach walking around.
We did, and we went to Fort
Moultrie.
Moultrie.
It's Moultrie.
Very nice.
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
And we walked along the beach and we saw the beautiful village you've got there in Mount Pleasant, looking over towards Charleston. We saw the sunset.
Yes.
Does that daily.
Well, you know, every day with Captain D, it's the sun sets a little bit quicker every day, you know.
Every day.
You know, it's
just sad.
But anyway, then y'all came back. We had returned from the Broadway show, indeed. Come From Away, spelled COME. And
who went to that?
We I already talked about
this
that.
This is the gaze.
Anyway.
This is our spot. This
yes.
is the gaze.
And then...
we were pooped.
They were pooped. But y'all, they needed a cocktail.
Oh, we did.
Or two.
Or
two. And y'all, Alan was saying, oh, do you have a nice little tray.
Oh, yes.
Some bits. You know, tray. I said, oh, I've got some dill Havarti and I've got a summer sausage here. Oh, ooh, I love a sliced summer sausage.
And some dip.
And
oh my
dip
goodness,
and all this kind of stuff.
I was salivating.
Yes.
I was.
Yes. And y'all, when I finally said, would y'all like a little something to eat? And this was...
A bit later, cocktails later.
Yes, two cocktails later.
I was
later.
Just about ready for my
and
grazing
Alan goes,
board.
Yes, this will be lovely. Y'all, I pulled out a package of cheese crackers for them and some peanuts. And y'all, they were just as happy. Y'all, they were so fucked up, they didn't know.
I didn't hear about
that. Was supper.
The charcuterie
that was supper.
Tray.
Yes.
The grazing tray. I was getting
y'all,
I was salivating.
Isn't it nice to hear bickering amongst newlyweds? I mean, aww. Anyway, so y'all, we stayed up and we watched... And
we rehearsed that.
Any comments on that?
It's wonderful. I mean, the comments are good. Although I needed to go back because I jumped ahead. I'm behind.
Oh,
and so
y'all, he hates spoilers. Y'all, by the way, spoiler alert.
Oh, I'm ahead. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm up to date.
Corey, by the way, didn't you say that if he shaved off the sides of his mustache, he looked like a little Hitler youth?
He looks like a Hitler youth.
Okay. So, anyway, y'all, we all crawled in the bed, not together. Y'all, I had forgotten to take my wake-up pills, and I didn't notice it until it was time to take my go-to-bed pills. So, I kind of tossed and turned
up.
A little bit because I didn't know whether I was waking up or going to bed.
Coming from away.
Anyway, y'all, we got up Monday morning. I started the coffee. I was reading the paper. And as we all know, Miss Gail King waits for no one. And y'all, these other two, they missed the beginning. They missed the beginning. But y'all, they were treated. I'm going to turn it over to you. Tell them what happened.
I can't pronounce it too well. Sheshameet rice.
Oh my God! What a treat!
Sheshameet rice.
It was so good.
If the Nip was here, we could ask him how he would say it.
Yeah. How would he
but
say it?
He
you
would.
Think?
He doesn't.
Said,
how do you think he would say it?
I think he'd probably say sheshameet.
How would the Nip say
sheshameet rice?
Sheshameet rice.
That's it. I was right.
Yeah, but he wasn't trying to say that.
No,
just the way it came
just
out.
Just came out that way.
So we had shishameet rice and
toasted biscuit.
Toasted
what
biscuit
the
toast.
What the hell does shishameet rice mean?
It's shishameet.
It's rice and bacon.
And
so why the hell don't you call it rice and bacon?
Well that
it's
name's
because
been taken.
That's what my grandmother called it. Anyway.
Scoozy.
Then we went out on the morning nipple walk. And what
and
did
it was
we
a big
do?
One. It was a big nipple walk.
Yes.
We did
Fat Acres
and
the big circle.
Yeah.
Yes. And they got to see the gay crema decorations. It's quite festive, isn't it?
Very festive.
Uh-huh.
I lost count.
Yeah,
I lost count.
202
as of yesterday.
Yes.
Oh, no, as of
Sunday.
Sunday.
So when we went.
Yes. Is yesterday
Monday.
As we speak now. But anyway, BFO.
BFO time.
Record time.
Real
time. As opposed to production time.
I'm with you.
So we finished the nipple walk and I don't know, it was going on 12 o'clock got a testimonium from the NIP. Saying, is there any plans for today? He was just waking up. It was an early morning for him because The yard man had come at 11 o'clock and was cutting bushes. And y'all, it's just, might as well be the crack of dawn.
Crack of dawn.
Crack of dawn.
He's had his bush trimmed, hasn't he?
Yes.
His bush was trimmed.
Yes. Both of them. And
get it in one of those cloud
I don't know what he's talking about. I have no idea what he's talking
about. Trimming bushes, you like.
I know what you mean.
The Japanese do the cloud trimming.
Cloud pruning.
Over there.
Come on.
I got nothing.
Cloud pruning. Well, cloud anyway, pruning. Wasn't that your stripper name back when you were doing the nativity? You were. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the manger, Cloud Pruning.
Talking during the stripper performance. It's like being at Dudley Do-Right's. Here's my cash app.
Where were we?
Where were
stripping.
We?
Stripping.
No. Trimmed his bush.
The nip had just been awakened at the crack of dawn at 11 o'clock. So we decided we would go to the coal mine. No.
We had a mission to return the rental car.
Yes, we had to return the rental car. And y'all, so we first of all, there was a calamity that we needed to get gas.
Petroleum.
Petrol. And how much was it? A liter?
Three?
No.
A liter.
Two? Oh, well, a gallon.
$2.89. Right.
That's good.
Yes. And by the way, the Nip and I are in Ruby Red, and Alan and the Uck, you know, first of all, they drive on the wrong damn side of the road. But y'all, he's the one driving. Get in the longest line at the gas pumps, and then they start backing up, and I said, watch. They're going to start backing up, and the guy right in front will immediately
leave. And he did.
They got in a longer line.
And y'all, don't you realize you can do a reach around?
I didn't know if the thing would
Reach when you like
no, you pull reach around? The cord
you
all
you
the way around.
You reach
no,
around.
Is that wiping your bottom?
You've got the bidet for that.
The hose is long anyway, enough to reach all the way on the other side.
Anyway, so they got that, and y'all, then we were off to return the rental car.
To Charleston
International Airport. Aeropuerto.
Aeropuerto.
And y'all, so we're driving, and I'm in front, and they're following. And y'all, again, it's the European driver. I'm pointing.
Go that way.
Go car left, rental returns. Go left to the rental car return where the sign says rental car return. Well, I'm not going to turn in there because I'm not returning a rental car. So, of course, they followed us around, and we went back around, and there are phone calls between the two vehicles. And the second time around, they got it right, and I'm like, praise Buddha. We went and sat in the cell phone area and waited the call of when they were finished. And y'all, we got the call. And
we were quick.
It was very quick.
5 minutes. We were there. We checked it out.
Right.
Paid. Got off on our way.
And get up there. And y'all, you can tell they're married. There was bickering. I told you it was not in here. We did not put the bag in here. Did you not get the bag? Where's the bag? I guess I've left the bag in the car. So, Captain D.
I think I've left the bag in the car.
So, Captain D went back to check on the bag, and we went back to the cell phone area.
Right.
Y'all, I got a nice snip a nap waiting. Captain D is, they had already moved the car to Fayetteville, North Carolina. And, we've got hundreds of cars. We've got to find try to find the bag. And, Captain D is...
Did I leave it in the car?
Questioning. Did I leave it in the car? Or did I not even bring it to the car? And I'm like... He brought it to the car.
Okay.
Well, I thought I brought it to the car, but I'm not sure. I just don't know. So anyway, y'all, the bag was retrieved. But we figured out what the D in Captain D from Tennessee stands for. And I'm going to let Alan, the husband, announce this. Captain D is Captain...
Captain Dizzy.
Dizzy, yes. Dizzy. Oh, Captain Dizzy. Because, y'all, he was Dizzy Wizzy. And so anyway, got in the car. Of course, the bag was top priority everywhere we stopped. Where's the bag? You know. Y'all, we went to the coal mine, and y'all, they've built a new entrance to one of the mine shafts, and we went and checked it out. It was lovely. And a lot of new coal miners in there, and yes, and they had a new area with where the canaries were and everything. And they had on their special mining outfits.
Yeah. I thought those were chickens.
If they had been chickens, Captain Dizzy would have had some corn to throw out there. But anyway, so we toured a couple of things. We went by the, you know, y'all, and it doesn't matter where you go. It could be the, you know, the tidy bowl plant, and that there's a gift shop. So y'all, we of course had to go to the coal mine gift shop. And speaking of Dizzy, Alan and the Uck bought him a t-shirt that said "Coal Mine Wife."
It was supposed to be
husband.
I got confused.
And y'all, and he didn't realize it till he got back home here, and he went, "Well, fuck, I bought the wife." So anyway, and
nobody knows what the fuck.
Y'all, then we were off. We were off to the Page's Okra Grill, and what did we have for our, well, it was going to be a late lunch, and it turned into a late supper. So.
Oh, you got on the wrong road in school traffic.
Oh, thank God the NIP isn't here.
Pre-recorded.
But what did we have?
We had okra.
We did.
At the Okra Grill.
Fried okra. And then for the entree, what did you have?
I had fried oysters.
Oysters.
Seafood platter.
And I believe there were plenty of sauces.
There was lots of sauces.
So much saucing.
That's why I ordered.
And the Nip had, what did you have?
He didn't have the cornbread.
Filet mignon sirloin.
Right.
Salisbury steak.
Sans the cornbread.
The fucking cornbread did not come until after it was awful.
It ruined everything.
Awful.
And Big Fatty had some kind of barbecue triple play or something.
You had a large sausage.
And the sausage.
With an oozing hole.
Y'all, I made the sausage ooze. And anyway, we came back here, and we're taking Captain D and Alan to the train station, and they're getting on a slow boat to China, and heading to the Washington D.C. I believe Captain D is they're taking a vote to make him Speaker of the House. it'll probably fail as well. But you know, what the hell? Y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. Thank y'all for being here and staying at the villa. And
thank you, Big Fatty, for having us.
Thank you for calling. Okay, y'all, say bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, Big Fatty, can we go ahead and shut it down before the Nip stops talking again? Yeah, we can. He's not here. Okay, no. And in the words of the Nip, that's all, folks.
Big Fatty.
Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the mix, and Daniel, call him out.
You don't listen, do you?
I do listen.
Big Fatty, is Crookedhead trying to convince us or himself on that?
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.